Hello. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. Last week, we began a study on the phrase duty, honor, country by focusing on duty. Today, we will consider honor and what that means for Christians as we live our lives. As Christians, we are to bring honor to Jesus Christ and God our Father. Biblically, we will see how easy it is to get that wrong. Take, for example, the priest Eli, who had two sons also serving as priests, who used their positions to exploit people, and specifically targeted women through sexual advances. This happened so frequently that the people spoke evil of his two sons. In exploiting the women, the sons caused the people to sin. And because they only seemed to fear punishment from man, they did not worry that God could bring punishment to them. While Eli told them that God could punish them, Eli took no action consistent with what he knew could happen. Eventually, a man of God came to Eli and challenged him because he had allowed his sons to continue to exploit people. He explained how Eli was of the tribe of Levi and expected to fulfill the duties that came with being a Levite. Instead of treating offerings and sacrifices as something holy before God, these were used by Eli's sons to exploit the women. And because Eli was doing nothing to stop it, it was like he also didn't see the offerings and sacrifices as something holy before God. Instead of giving honor to God by doing what God expected of Levites, Eli simply allowed his sons to do whatever they wanted in the name of God. The man of God reminded Eli that God gives honor to those who honor him, and that those who despise God will not get that honor. Beyond this, it was also explained that unless changes were made in fulfilling Levitical duties, God would remove Eli and his sons from the priesthood through death, explaining that Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, would both die on the same day. But it was also explained to Eli that God would not leave the people without a priest, that God would raise up a faithful priest who would do what was in God's heart and mind, making this priest very similar in spirit to David, who was a person after God's own heart. Any remaining relatives of Eli would come to depend on this faithful priest, the biblical person we know as Samuel. 1 Samuel 2, verse 22. Now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel, and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he said unto them, "Why do you such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all this people. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. Ye make the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. And there came a man of God unto Eli and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer mine altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? Wherefore, kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel my people. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days come that I will cut off thine arm and the arm of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in thine house. And thou shalt see an enemy in my habitation, in all the wealth which God shall give Israel, and there shall not be an old man in thine house forever. And the man of thine, whom I shall not cut off from mine altar, shall be to consume thine eyes and to grieve thine heart, and all of the increase of thine house shall die in the flower of their age. And this shall be a sign unto thee that shall come upon thy two sons, on Hophni and Phinehas, in one day they shall die both of them. And I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in my mind, and I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever. And it shall come to pass that every one that is left in thine house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, Put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a piece of bread. The message to Eli from the man of God was a reminder to honor God, and that very same message can be seen in the book of Malachi, a book containing a message for the priests. In this book, we see the priests not giving honor to God our Father and being described as priests who despise God. Priests who despise God is not something people typically think about. Most people tend to think of priests who do God's work. But in Malachi, the priests were lambasted for despising God by religiously cutting corners. Instead of offering the best and pure, what was offered included bread made from impure flour and animals that had obvious disabilities and illnesses. Now, God doesn't think less of people and animals that have disabilities, but the priests who despise God, who, like Eli's sons, might exploit people when convenient, probably saw offering an animal with a disability as a cost-saving, revenue-maximizing measure. When compared side by side, the people then probably saw less financial value in animals with disabilities. It was as if the priests were complicit with the people to honor God as cheap as possible. And when honor is truly being given, there is no way that can be done as cheap as possible. Malachi 1, verse 6. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If I then be a father, where is mine honor? If I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests that despise my name. And you say, Wherein have we despised thy name? You offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and ye say, Wherein have we polluted thee? In that you say, The table of the Lord is contemptible. And if he offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if he offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee, or accept thy person, saith the Lord of hosts? And now I pray you, beseech God, that he will be gracious unto us. This hath been by your means. Will he regard your persons, saith the Lord of hosts? Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do you kindle fire on mine altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts, neither will I accept an offering at your hand. For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. But you have profaned it, in that you say, The table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even as meat, is contemptible. Ye said also, Behold, what a weariness it is! And ye have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts, and you brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick, thus you brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and voweth and sacrificeth unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. Sadly, today, society continues to see disability as being something less than. Even the term disability alludes to that. Within the household of faith, there is no need or place to consider disability as being something less than. Living in a society that extols inclusion of people with disabilities, it has a practical result that too many people with disabilities are excluded from everyday activities. As a retired special educator who has also served on the boards of various disability-focused organizations, people with disabilities want simple things, like the opportunity to work and to be included as a full participant in life. Within the household of faith, we need to consider that many people with disabilities value faith. And as we grow in the faith and knowledge of Jesus Christ, we need to ensure that people with disabilities are included as full participants within the household of faith. Samuel became a priest, a faithful priest, who did according to God's heart and mind, when too many priests were seeking ways to exploit the people and dishonor God. He was very similar to David, a man after God's own heart. David was a man who was imperfect. When it came time to consider a temple for God, even though David was a man after God's own heart, building the temple was to be the responsibility for David's son Solomon. He understood that building the temple would not bring him or his son honor, but in building the temple, honor was to be given to God. He also understood that God could uniquely bestow honor on any person. Through God comes power, might, and strength. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 1. Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great. For the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God the gold for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones and stones to be set, glycerine stones, and of diverse colors, and all manners of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of mine own proper good, of gold and silver which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, even 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, to overlay the walls of the houses withal. The gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers, who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly, and gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams, and silver 10,000 talents, and of brass 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasurer of the house of the Lord by the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed be thou, O Lord God of Israel, our Father, for ever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art extolled as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand is it to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. David understood that through God comes honor, and in Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar experienced that reality. Having served as king and made Babylon into a great kingdom, he knew what he did of and by itself on the human level was worthy of honor. It was when he was considering the honor due him that God took away his honor by temporarily taking away his human spirit. And without that human spirit, Nebuchadnezzar was no different than any of the animals. After a period of time when Nebuchadnezzar's hair and nails grew very long, God restored the human spirit to Nebuchadnezzar. Having experienced the majesty as king and life as an animal, he understood the God of heaven was worthy of honor. Daniel 4, verse 28. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will." The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand, or say unto him, What doest thou? At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me. And my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment. And those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. Paul told the Romans to not judge other people, explaining that when a person judges another person, they often do exactly what the other person does. They, in effect, condemn themselves for what they do when they judge another person for doing the same. He added that glory, honor, and peace belong to those who do good, both Gentiles and Jews alike. Romans 2, verse 1. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. Paul later added in his letter that we are all subject to higher powers, and ultimately, we are all subject to God, who is worthy of honor. We are also to give all what is due to them. We pay custom duties when due as well as taxes. We also give fear and honor to whom fear and honor is due. Primarily, that will be God our Father. But fear and honor might also be given to those in authority. Romans 13, verse 1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. In Leviticus, we can read how elderly people are to be honored and respected alongside several other things we are or are not to do. Leviticus 19, verse 37. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. I am the Lord. And if a stranger sojourn with thee in your land, ye shall not vex him. But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself. For you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in meteored, in weight, or in measure. Just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin shall ye have. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe all my statutes and all my judgments, and do them. I am the Lord. The Ten Commandments make it very clear that children are to honor their parents. Deuteronomy 5, verse 16. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee, in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. In writing to the Ephesians, Paul explains how the commandment to honor one's parents is the first commandment with promise, as the commandment offers a prolonged and better life. Ephesians 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Timothy was reminded to honor widows, especially widows who have no immediate or extended family in their lives. And this shows that honor can be given to a person that society overlooks. 1 Timothy 5, verse 1. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed, but if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Timothy was reminded to also give honor to elders who labor in the word and doctrine, again bringing honor to a group of people who could easily be overlooked. 1 Timothy 5, verse 17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture saith, Thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. Timothy was reminded of the need to let servants give honor to their masters, so that the name of God be not blasphemed. To a person of the household of faith, this means they give honor to their employer by faithfully doing what is expected of them as an employee. 1 Timothy 6, verse 1. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. They that have believing masters, let them not despise them, because they are brethren, but rather do them service, because they are faithful and beloved partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. And if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. If we do what God expects of us, seeking first his righteousness in the kingdom of God, righteousness will replace sin, and we will become, as Paul explained to Timothy, a holy vessel of honor that is ready for every good work. 2 Timothy 2, verse 20. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do engender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Living in a world that seems to disregard the value of marriage, Hebrews tells us that marriage is honorable. Hebrews 13, verse 4. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Peter writes, telling husbands that their wife is worthy of honor. 1 Peter 3, verse 1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may be without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit which is in the sight of God of great price. And after this manner in the old time the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorn themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. We know that God our Father is worthy of honor. Peter reminds us that honor is something to be given to other people and our civil leaders. 1 Peter 2, verse 13. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto the governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. We can honor God through our substance and first fruit of our increase. Being generous with God needs to be first and foremost on our mind, not an afterthought. Proverbs 3, verse 7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy firstfruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Honor can be seen as the opposite of oppression. Those who oppress the poor bring shame to God, but those who honor God have mercy on the poor. Proverbs 14, verse 31. He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Honor is linked to humility. If humility is not part of our life, then honor will not be part of it as well. Honor may come before humility in the dictionary, but in life, humility must come first. Proverbs 15, verse 28. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. If we want to find honor in our life, we must seek righteousness and mercy. Proverbs 21, verse 21. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty, and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. If we seek honor in our life, then we must serve and follow Jesus Christ. John 12, verse 23. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Giving honor is not something specific to earth. The book of Revelation shows that honor and glory is given to God by the angels of heaven. Revelation 4, verse 7. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about them, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Honor and glory is given in heaven to Jesus Christ. Revelation 5, verse 11. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And every creature was in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power, be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen, and the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth for ever and ever. Living on earth among all who are not yet called to salvation, those of the household of faith through honor prefer the company of one another. That doesn't mean we will isolate ourselves from society, but it does mean that just like there is a special bond within a family, the household of faith also has a special bond through the Holy Spirit that brings us to naturally honor one another. Romans 12, verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality, bless them which persecute you, bless, and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another, mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto the wrath. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Being part of the household of faith, we recognize that ultimately honor is given to Jesus Christ and God our Father, without whom there would be no opportunity for salvation. 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Albeit for this cause, I obtain mercy that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Honor is included as part of the West Point motto. And honor is something we give to God our Father and Jesus Christ. We also extend honor to others, including other people and those who have civil authority. And we especially keep honor for others of the household of faith. Honor comes to us as we do what is expected of us, and for each of us, honor is always preceded with humility. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.